Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. Thanks so much for joining me this week. All right, I love today's motivational quote, and it's by Dean Ornish, and he's the author of Extreme Health, The Nutrition Connection. And here's what he says. Eating a vegetarian diet, walking or exercise every day, and meditating is considered radical. Allowing someone to slice your chest open and graft your leg vein in your heart to consider is considered normal and conservative. Wow. And that nails our conversation for today. And I think, like most of us, we usually seek that quick fix. And the reality is there's no such thing. Remember that old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, then it's probably too good to be true. Yet so many of us take several pills per day trying to treat various diseases. And I love the word treat here, and I used it on purpose. We don't take medication to cure the disease. We take them to treat the disease. It's crazy. So why do we keep treating the symptoms, putting a Band-Aid on these awful diseases? Are there really alternatives that can cure rather than just seeking those potential cures? So my guest today is Dr. Vijaya Nair. She's the founder at Soul Access Meditation and CEO of Jiva, J-I-V-A, Essence of Life Incorporated. Dr. Nair is an esteemed Harvard and Columbia University trained physician, medical researcher, and author with a passion for integrating Eastern approaches with Western medical and scientific training. She's a native of Singapore and earned her medical degree from the National University of Singapore. Dr. Nair lectured and conducted research at Columbia University School of Public Health and authored numerous research publications in her quest to educate the public about the health benefits of nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory remedies. In her groundbreaking new book, which we're going to talk about today, Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers, takes a unique but effective approach to treating some of America's most deadly diseases. Thousands of clients have successfully used her quick and effective strategies. Yes, you heard me. Quick and effective strategies to deeply connect with their soul purpose and experience creativity, financial abundance, and happiness guaranteed. Not everybody says that. So please help me welcome Vijaya to the show. So Vijaya, thank you for taking the time and coming on.
Thank you. Thank you, Connie. It's a pleasure to be here and wonderful to have you ask me any question that you want.
Awesome. Awesome. And I have to just say your credentials are extremely impressive. So I was very excited to have you on the show because I think people need to understand alternatives than just, you know, always taking medications or more extreme measures. Right. And I did you like that quote?
Oh, I loved it.
Wasn't that the coolest? And I thought, wow, this just totally sets the stage for our conversation today. So,
you know, it's so funny because when you said that it's so invasive and, you know, when people, and you mentioned that, when people talk about, and we're going to get into that discussion, why wouldn't more people think that, you know, surgery is a last resort?
Right.
And what is it about us that, you know, you go either under the scalpel or, you know, you take in poisons and or you use radiations without considering what the effect is on your body? Now, I'm not against not taking them when it's appropriate and judiciously use it. But what other things can you do to your body? What kind of healthy lifestyles? And people run away from the word healthy lifestyles. Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, the answer is it's too much work. I don't want to do that. It just, it's so counterintuitive, I think, right? When we break it down like we're going to do today. So share with everybody first. Let's lay some groundwork. What have you found or what is the statistics with leading causes of death in America?
Well, first of all, the leading cause of death in America is heart disease. Mm. And it's a very important thing to know that, you know, that heart disease is it's we were talking about it earlier. You know, you can eat as much healthy diet, or you can go for regular checkups, and then you may get as many examples in my family, particularly. You know, you have a family member who has died of heart disease, and it's not. What we were talking about is that when you don't take care of yourself, the problems and complications come so much earlier. And so it's an important thing. Now, so when we talk about the 10 leading causes of death, you know, the number one cause of death, the heart disease is the leading cause of the U.S. and for both men and women, and also the leading cause of death worldwide. And more than half the deaths that occur as a result of the heart disease is in men. And so it's preventable. Like 60%, for example, you know, for cancer and for heart disease and all these chronic illnesses, we have found in research and worldwide, you know, we have found that 60% of a lot of the chronic illnesses, and particularly cancers and heart disease, is preventable. It's preventable.
And you know what's cool, I think, Vijaya, is that we live in such a cool time now, because a lot of this, the new, I'm going to use the word new age, even though it's been around thousands of years, what we're really talking about. And I think people are opening up to the concept of, well, wait a minute, what are the alternatives? I think that because of social media and the information age, right, that we could literally Google that, I think that has helped us educate and really look for alternatives. I'm not saying everybody, but I think we're becoming more aware. So I think it's a really cool time for us to be living as well. Now, do you, with those leading causes of death, do they have like a root cause in common, or is it across the board, various different things that you see?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question. So scientists are looking at, are there a common denominator? And one of the things that we find, this word, you know, coming up, and it's a very important word, it's called inflammation. Mm-hmm. And we're talking not about acute inflammation, you know, when you have a redness, you have the swelling, you have the turgor, you have the, pain in that area, the localized redness and pain and swelling. But you're talking about chronic inflammation going on and on and on. And it can be caused by infections. It can, and we'll go that into that gradually. That can cause chronic inflammation day in, day out. Can cause the cells in your body to change, become malignant, become chronic disease states. Like every time you hear the word itis, a gastritis, mm-hmm. it's an inflammation of the gastric cells in your stomach. When you hear bronchitis, it's an inflammation of the bronchus, your breathing apparatus, you know, in your lungs. And you have to wonder, how come there's so many illnesses that are starting with an itis, like an inflammation, and then they go on to develop cancer? Mm-hmm. And what is the proportion of that? And so across board, if I want to use it a common denominator, I would say it's inflammation. And we know now that lifestyles affect the degree of inflammation you have in your body.
And it's interesting. Last year, Vijay, I went on a diet. It really wasn't. It was a lifestyle change I chose to do. And I eliminated dairy. And because later, now I'm 56, and all of a sudden I was lactose intolerant. I'm like, that's bizarre. So I said, you know what? I'm going to eliminate dairy. I don't really need it. So, example, I have my coffee in the morning, and I add coconut oil. Makes it a little creamy, gives it a little flavor. And the coconut oil is a really good oil for you. I eliminated all other oils except like avocado, coconut oil, that kind of thing. And I eliminated, for the most part, I'm going to say carbohydrates, but I do eat like fruit, strawberries, blueberries, which is a healthy carbohydrate. So when I say I don't eat carbohydrates, I don't eat breads and pastas and stuff like that. And the coolest thing happens, just eliminating those couple of things, I lost like 20 pounds. But even aside from that, all of a sudden I said to my husband, wow, I'm not gassy anymore. Wow, I don't feel so bloated all the time. My rings felt different on my fingers. It was just this, and that was after a very short period of time. I felt the inflammation diminish in my body. It's crazy.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
You actually can feel it. Because when you have what you just described, digestive symptoms, bloating, feeling full, you know, putting on weight, you know, it's probably just even more water in your system, edema, you know, swelling. All those are signs of inflammation.
Yeah.
Now, we cannot see that inflammation, but many of us can feel it and we'll say, well, I still want to take my favorite ice cream or fried fruits or pasta and white bread. But over time, if you have like, you know, get a diagnosis or something that doctor tells you, why don't you just, or somebody in your family may just say, why don't we cut down on milk?
Mm-hmm.
And even just sugars or pastas, just go for about a week or 2 weeks. You will definitely feel much better.
It was remarkable, I have to be honest with you, how quickly I slept better. I felt sharper, like in meetings and stuff. It was subtle, but it wasn't. You know what I mean? It was definitely a noticeable thing. And you're exactly right. I mean, I made the choice, right? I think you have to make the choice. But this is the funny thing. You know, I took a friend out for breakfast the other day for her birthday, and the woman came over. She said, oh, cream or milk? And I said, black. And they look at you like, what? And it was delicious coffee. I certainly did not need any cream, but I don't even desire it anymore. It's not even a thought process. It's now just a new habit, right?
Absolutely. We think it's going to be so hard, but you know, the psychology research and behavioral research shows that, you know, when you eliminate something, initially the first few days might be hard, but the body just gets used to it. And it loves feeling healthy and taking healthy foods, and because you get a lot of energy with it, right?
Oh my God. And you know what the other cool thing too, Vijaya, with it? I had torn my meniscus working out several years ago, and it just never healed properly. So I had chronic pain in my right knee. Didn't even realize this for about 2 months after I eliminated the dairy and the pasta and the breads and stuff. All of a sudden, I said to my husband, "My knee doesn't hurt anymore." He's like, "What?" I said, "Oh my God, I don't even know when it stopped hurting. It just stopped hurting, and I wasn't thinking about it anymore. The pain just diminished. So I know it was clearly inflammation in that particular knee."
Now, but you're seeing that, you know, when you're hurting all over the place.
Yeah.
And I don't see you as you know, not being aware of what's in your body. But, you know, we sometimes get numb to what's going on. And chronic inflammation can also occur when you have unwanted substance in your body, like toxins from cigarette smoke. And you're not smoking it, but in an environment that's a lot of pollution. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there is inside the arteries, the inflammation will kick off the atherosclerosis, the buildup of fatty, cholesterol-rich plaque. And so your body perceives this plaque as abnormal and foreign. So it attempts to wall off the plaque from the plaque formation from the flowing blood. But if that wall breaks down and the plaque may rupture, and that contents then mingle with the blood, forming a clot that blocks the blood flow. And so in answer to your earlier question then, these clots are responsible for the majority of heart attacks and most strokes, but you didn't know that. You can't see inside your blood vessels and what's going on in there. But in a very, very direct way, the inflammation causes a lot of problems in our overstressed hearts and lungs, and definitely in our blood vessels.
It's amazing.
It's right there. It's amazing when you feel better in such a short time, you're reversing the process. That's amazing stuff for the body to do, heal.
And can I tell you, that's the other thing, as I, you know, you learn more about healthy living and making these little tweaks and changes along the way. It's remarkable at what the body can do. It's really, our bodies are miraculous when you really stop and think about it. Now, we've become a society, before we take a break, I have one more question. We've become a society of these magic pills, right? I know people just, when I find out the number of pills that my colleagues and friends and peers are on, I'm a little astounded, because we're only in the late 50s, right? But the meds are associated with these types of diseases that we're talking about. Do they really cure the disease at the root, right? At the root of what we're talking about.
Well, it's more like the symptoms. You know, they arrest the symptoms. But unfortunately, because you don't really ask your doctor the right questions, they cause a lot more side effects. So you're treating one problem and the medication is causing you a whole plethora of other kinds of problems. So you need to take medications for that problems. So on top of one another, and that's why you exactly pinpointed the problem, Connie, you're taking medication to stop the effects of the first medication that you're taking, and then that develops into, you know, other problems. And in fact, when we look at the opioid crisis in this country, I mean, people were in pain, but their doctors oversubscribed to narcotics. And then on top of the pain, so they use the narcotics and they get an addiction. But that's very, you know, very, very rudimentary why you have to be so careful about taking medications. And yes, there is a very, very good debate going on. It's not going to the root of the problem in most cases, but it addresses the inflammation, but puts inflammation and stress on the body in other areas.
And it's, I'll just also share my mom and dad and my husband's mom and dad are still living, which is unheard of with our peers. It's kind of a cool phenomenon. But this, I believe this to be the case. They're both, my parents and his parents are active. They use their brain, right? They do things. Mm-hmm. But also, they're not on a lot of medications. Like, I think my in-laws might be on heart medicine, to keep their blood pressure down. My mom takes drops. She had cataract surgery, so she takes drops to not get glaucoma in her eyes. And then she takes vitamin supplements, vitamin D, a multivitamin, vitamin B, and same thing with my dad. So none of the four of them, when I tell you they're on like no medications, and my in-laws are 84, 85, my parents are late 80s, my mom is 89, she's going to be 89, I think. So think about that. They're elders, but they don't take a lot of vitamins, so I think that's why their bodies are still strong.
Well, they don't take these medications, and they have a healthy, simple lifestyle, you know, and they don't worry too much because, you know, anger, the effect is small and short-lived. You know, you think, oh, what can anger do? But, you know, anger can trigger a heart attack, stroke, or even a risky heart rhythm. And you can just diffuse the anger by stepping back from a situation, you know, that is, you know, potentially, you know, triggering you and taking some deep breaths to help yourself just to calm down. So your parents and your in-laws, they must know one or two secrets and common sense approach when, you know, probably they're not very stressed out, even when things happen, you know, not according to their well laid out plans.
That's right.
So that's something we can learn from them.
Yeah, it's really true. It's pretty cool. It really is pretty cool. Let's take a quick break. And then Vijay, when we come back, I want to jump into the book, and I know you've broken it into two parts, so I'd like to understand why the separation from a content standpoint. So we'll take a break and then talk about that, okay?
Sure.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change, Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email Connie at WhitmanAssociates.com.
We are back. We are speaking with Dr. Vijaya Nair, and we are talking about her book, Prevent Cancer, Stroke, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. We're really talking about disease generally, but now let's jump into the book. So it's broken into two parts. Can you tell us what each part is and why you kind of separated the way you did?
Well, actually, when I wrote it, I've put it into six simple chapters so that anybody can read it. that was the biggest problem. When you write a thick book with a lot of medical jargon in it, you know, the layperson just cannot understand it. So you have to both write it for people who need to understand what you're talking about. Why does inflammation, the root of, you know, all the deadly killers that I just mentioned? And why do I just say that there needs to be not just about taking, you know, just a healthy diet, but you will have to take, you know, exercises, get moving, and we'll just go into that later. So the first part I talk about is what is inflammation? And people just need to understand there is an acute and there is a chronic inflammation. Acute inflammation is good. You need that. It's like when you, you know, bang your knee or you cut your finger, your immune system immediately dispatches, you know, tiny army of white blood cells to surround and protect the area, right?
Yes.
And that's what creates the visible redness and swelling. But the process works similarly if you have an infection. But then I go into chronic inflammation and why we just talked about it, why that is a problem if that doesn't stop. It's like a fireman coming to our house, and I give stories and analogies here so people can understand it at the most basic level and at the advanced level, that, you know, if you hose down a fire in a house, but if the fireman doesn't stop the hose from pouring out the water, you're going to destroy the entire house with just the amount of water that comes out. And typically that is what it means when you have chronic inflammation. So when people find that out, it's like an eye opener, and then say, well, wow, so much is happening. And if I put my hand on the part of my body or my knee or what that's like, you know, an arthritic pain, I can feel the heat. I can feel the redness. So inflammation is going on. The second part of it, and I talk about the antioxidants. And I asked the question, what is the antioxidants and how oxidation contributes to disease, the connection between inflammation and oxidation. And then the third chapter, I talk about my top 7 natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant supplements, because you have to know what these supplements do. You can't just pop them into your mouth just like, you know, candy. It's not candy. They have a particular purpose, and you need to understand what it is. So I describe it to you, what it is, and you can also see your naturopathic or your integrative doctor to explain what is it and which inflammation, anti-inflammatory supplement or diet should I have. And then I talk about, you know, why I prefer formulas to a single ingredient. And then we talk about natural ingredients complement pharmaceutical drugs. How can they do that? And when mustn't you take, you know, certain natural supplements when you're on certain medications? And then lastly, the final, the most important chapter, and I hope this is the start of you, you know, understanding what a anti-inflammatory lifestyle is or a healthy lifestyle is. I talk about living an inflammation-free life. And you don't have to get overwhelmed by it, but I just break it down into small steps about how to eat smart, reading the labels, you know, cutting down on milk if you don't need to, if you're lactose intolerant and you notice the distension in your body and the body problems that you have when you take milk or gluten, and you find that, you know, without a week of, you know, cream or the pasta and the sugar, brilliantly, you know, given in your example, Connie, you just feel better. And then I talk about get moving and what the effect of regular massages and, you know, the gift of sleep, how do you detoxify your home, you know. And then the most important thing I feel there is meditation. People don't understand that you can just breathe and just, like, you know, be conscious of your breath. And then and another important aspect is giving back to society, little things that you like to volunteer, makes you happy, makes the whole family happy. You know, all those are important in a whole holistic way to live an inflammation-free lifestyle.
And you know, it's, everybody thinks there's like one way to do it, and that isn't the case, because everybody is different. So maybe somebody needs to start with meditation. Maybe someone else needs to stop doing dairy. I think everybody has to find their own path, and I know you're a proponent of that. And I this is my next question. When working with your clients, do you find that there's a common protocol that just seems to repeat itself that you use frequently?
Well, the first thing is what we do as a discovery process. And so, you know, people, when they come to my website, thesoulaccessmeditations.com, you can apply for a 15-minute, you know, consult with me. And I give that free. As long as I'm in the country, I'm not traveling too long. You know, I want to make that service available because I like to talk to people.
Sure.
And mostly I ask them what they're doing. And these are deeper questions that I go into. They do get a questionnaire when they come in and they sign up for a session with me. But, you know, what is your dream? What do you want to do? And then what are your challenges? Why do you feel your number one challenge, your number one goal in life, you know, that's stopping you? You know, what are your challenges that's stopping you from living the life you want? And you find a lot of people have lived, you know, are living very suppressed lives. That they really have big, you know, like goals or dreams, but, you know, over time, you know, they just, you know, shut their dreams out, for example. Or they numb themselves because they're in so much of pain. It could be a physical pain, it could be an emotional pain of losing someone, a grief that they have. And, you know, they go into unhealthy lifestyles as a mechanism of coping. And many times it's ignorance that, you know, wow, that whole thing can be released. I can live again. So it's a very important thing that I talk to people. And when people talk about what is it that's causing them stress, most people know it at a superficial level. But when you work with someone, you know, trained as I am, you go into a little bit in the depth. And then you realize, oh my God, I just found out what's really upsetting me or what's my challenge. That is a magical moment in the session, because then the person realizes, wow, I've put a damper on this, you know, my dreams and the challenges and my resistance and everything, just, you know, my procrastination. It just becomes too much. And so for the first time, they're talking to someone about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think everybody knows, like, where to go or who to talk to. And it's interesting, Vanjay, I did a show a few months ago. And, you know, I do research and I come up with the quote and all of that. I do take it seriously because I want the listeners to get a benefit from every show, whatever that means to them. And there was a statistic done by the Gallup poll, and it said that 70% of Americans hated their job. And it was appropriate for the topic, we were talking a business topic, but I was stunned to think how many, and the reason I'm telling you this statistic is it relates to what you're saying, that we give up on our dreams, we give up on our soul purpose because we need a paycheck, because I have a mortgage, or because, you know, my kids are sick and I need the income for that. So we don't live our dream because for fear that we're not going to have that steady paycheck. And again, it's that counterintuitive way of thinking, because we limit ourselves, make ourselves motivated, we change our motivation to a low motivation, and we don't show up for work anymore, so then we don't get promoted, and then we don't get raises, and then, right, you know, we're not making it, so this whole spiral kind of happens. And it's funny, I have a second business with a partner, and we found this with our own individual clients, that people give up on their dreams. And I found that my personal self dealing with clients, that was a tragic commentary. And we developed a class, a master class online, so it's easy for people to take. But it's, how do you find what your hidden talents are, and then how do you leverage them to find that freedom, or to find that joy? Because you should live your soul purpose. Everybody should live their soul purpose, right?
Right. And there's a lot of misunderstanding, because they think, oh my God, am I living my soul purpose? And every day, you know, what started off as there, you know, I work a lot with entrepreneurs and business owners and even, yes, professionals, that what started off as great, over time, it just becomes so stressful.
Yes.
And
yes.
But that whole thing is, it's, we are not understanding that there is a way to deal with the stress. So I teach, you know, in the courses that I have, in the programs I have, I invite people to come in and try meditation in a group, you know, on the Zoom. It's an online, it's free, a monthly access to anyone who wants to come in. And it's profound. Our youngest meditator is 6 years old.
Oh, I love it.
She is amazing. You know, children just need about, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, they're already in. And you can tell when I saw that in my own children, especially my daughter, when she was a teenager at that time. They just go in, and I see here kids and teenagers and their parents, and you know, it's like wonderful to see a whole family like really using the principles of, you know, gratitude. It's just simple things, but you know, you appreciate each other rather than having a mundane conversation with your family members. You know, talk about gratitude. Talk about, you know, what's made your day, you know, light up today. And I have a very high senior executive in one of the largest media companies in the world here. And, you know, he has, you know, I should say about 40 days personal leave. He doesn't take leave because he wants to work all the time. But, you know, it's nice when you started taking the week off. They went to a wonderful, you know, islands for a holiday. He came back as like a new person.
Sure.
So how do you take breaks when you love the job, but you know, deciding on what you want to do, you do need to take time off for yourself. It doesn't mean hours, it doesn't mean days. You know, just target at times, you know, twice a day, 20 minutes twice a day. You start with 10 minutes. Just be quiet with yourself.
I'll share a funny story. I had a guest on. We were talking about the whole being mindful and being kind to yourself. And we're not. We're just not kind to her. We're our own worst critics, right? So she asked me a question, and she said, what do you do for self-care? And I said, oh, I get my nails done every week. That's my 1 hour of Connie time, right, that I splurge. And I said, and I recently went for a massage. I was a little stressed, and I thought, oh, it's time for a massage. So I try to go maybe every 2 months for massage, and then I don't know, we continued with our conversation, and I said, if I feel stressed, I'll take an Epsom salt bath because I know that like rebalances me. Put a little lavender. She said, oh, this is very good. And then we continued talking, and I said, oh, whatever she said triggered, and I said, oh no, I meditate every day, and before I go to bed, I don't do a gratitude journal, quote unquote, but I go through my gratitude for the day and all of the blessings and what a great life I have and all those things. And she said, you know, those two are self-care and you're doing it daily. And I was like, oh, I never thought of that. I just do it, you know? So I think that's the other thing too, Vijaya. What is self-care? We think it's got to be this big, grandiose thing. And literally, I spend 3 minutes before I go to bed at night, and I just go through, what am I grateful for today? And it's just, it's a habit now, but that's a self-care. So I think we're human, and I don't know why we think it has to be complicated when maybe it doesn't, right?
Absolutely. And when you have family members, if you have a spouse who's also, you know, falling with you, or in this case, you know, when I see teenagers and they tell their parents, and, you know, it makes a much more harmonious household.
Sure. Sure.
You know, just talking about gratitude, and you know, if you are if you go to church, you know, go together as a family, and then ponder on you know, what the reflections on the learning of that week was, you know, what was said at church or a temple or a synagogue. And even if you don't have any kind of practices, you know, reading a book or a quote that inspires you, and you can share the quote, you know, at your dining table, and you know, something that's appropriate, like what you just read about Dean Ornish's thing. And it's funny, you know, a lot of funny things. And I know with my boys here, you know, when they were growing up, by the way, my kids are all meditators. They just...
It's awesome.
It's really one of the most wonderful...
gifts.
Happy feeling as a parent I have is, you know, nobody can force another person to meditate, but they found it on their own.
That's awesome.
And it's just wonderful. But, you know, you can just share a joke. You may not get the joke that a teenager is saying, you know, but you just like, you know, you're just so impressed that, you know, they came up with something.
Absolutely. We're out of time, literally. But can you give one tip for the listeners that they could start doing as soon as the show's over, that they can implement immediately?
Sure. And if for those of your listeners who are driving right now and listening, you know, just pull up, you know, or come back and listen to the segment again. It's nothing much. It's really, really powerful. And Harvard University and the Hart Math Institute have done this research on this particular form of like gratitude. So your right hand on your heart, your left hand on your tummy, and just think of your favorite person in the world. For a parent, usually it's your children, but somebody you love, and breathe in and out from your heart, giving them gratitude and appreciation.
How easy.
this is so simple. You know, I go around my office and my day, and just like when I feel a little bit of that stress energy coming in, immediately when you do the breathing and thinking of your favorite person who supported you, it could be even your animal, a dog, or somebody that, you know, is just there for you, a favorite teacher, but usually it's somebody really close. And just do that lingering, I call it lingering meditation, just for 10 minutes. And 13,000 chemicals, Connie, good chemicals in your body are like released. And you feel so much better. The stress just gets relieved. And you think, what happened? Now, you started off by thinking of that person, but you went into something very powerful, the presence, the divine energy in all of us, the life force energy. And you're touching the gratitude energy we find is the fastest royal road to presence, your life force. Yeah. And once that starts happening and you sit there, it's just an amazing, amazing experience. And you find your whole day, you're just grateful.
And what a simple thing. And you know what's so funny? I bet everybody, even as you're driving, as you said that, pick your favorite person or someone that you're so grateful for. Immediately, I know things had to pop into, and I, several people popped into my head personally. How blessed am I? But I know that people are like, oh, that would be, you know, my mother, or oh, that would be my son, or that would be my husband, whoever it is, or would be my dog. And how easy is that? Because as soon as, it was so funny, as you said it, I was listening for the recommendation, and as soon as you said it, I don't know why my mom popped into my head. I smiled.
Yes.
Yeah. So
the second most important thing you can do is smile every day. When you're sitting down slumped in your chair, or you're busy at work, you know, if you just straighten your body, your neck and spine straight, right?
Yes.
And just adjust your posture, even when you're walking, even when you're driving, just to sit a little bit straighter, you find that, wow, you're breathing in much better, and you smile.
Absolutely.
That itself will carry the day, you know. It's just like, just smile. And I have somebody here, I'll come in, and when they first come, I'll put a prescription pad, and I said, nope, no medications, just smile.
I love it. I love it. Hey, that's the best medicine, right? Gratitude and smiling. Can we make it any easier for them, Vijaya? Can we make it any easier?
There really is not. And you touch your hand on your heart, and you can just feel grateful that you're alive and you have this life.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of...
What happens?
Well, we have a lot of energy in our hands, too, so that's a great way to connect with our heart. You guys, if you'd like more of Vijaya, I highly recommend you go to her website. She has a whole bunch of free meditations and so much information. So go to soulaccessmeditation.com. You know, not to worry, I will post it on the Web Talk Radio Enlightenment of Change platform so you guys can click and go. And if you would like to, she also has a free training on soulaccessmeditation.com / and it's eliminate stress, right? But it, just go to the soulaccessmeditation.com. And Vijaya has a ton of awesome things for you guys. Again, free, check it out. And maybe Vijaya can help you create a healthier lifestyle. Again, whatever that means to you. Also, so thank you for that information, Vijaya. Also, guys, if you need more information from me about business or coaching, I highly recommend you email me directly, because I do check my emails personally. So email me at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com. I really would love to help you if you have any issues at work or with coaching or motivating your teams or yourself. I'm happy to do that. Also, my partner and I, WisdomDecoded.com, we have a free communication style assessment for everybody. Learn about yourself. Learn how you're wired and why you communicate the way you do. And you just go to WisdomDecoded.com. Again, it's a link immediately on that landing page. And it's free. What could be better than that? Vijaya, thank you again for taking the time out of your day and just sharing some, I think, simple, logical information. And I really recommend to everyone, if you go to Vijaya's website, you also have one free chapter for them to get a feeling of what the book entails. Right, Vijaya?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes, absolutely.
And again, the book is Prevent Cancer, Strokes, Heart Attacks, and Other Deadly Killers. So check that out on her website as well. Thank you again, Vijaya. Real pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Connie.
My pleasure.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change and realize that it's possible and easier than we think. And Vijaya gave us some real easy things that we can incorporate to create that change in our life. So take it and run with it. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. Thank you, everyone, for joining me, and I wish you a health-filled week and life. Thank you.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.